Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, good day family. It's your host, Chanel Brother L. Here once again, Miss Diamond Dreams herself, diamondsareforever.ca. And we're going to get back into the Diamond Phenomenon Toronto, part two in full. It was actually a very long segment of information, different segments in one for the first phenomenon in Toronto, Canada. And it consisted of the mysteries and the reality we live in and how it relates to our biochemistry. This morning, I am drinking Cassandra. We're in the midst of the summer sun. Yesterday was the 21st. The sun was beautiful, the highest in the sky, the longest day in. And today is the 22nd, 9 plus 13. So it's still considered a wonderful high energy day. And for us to still be in our high energetic state. And last year, I got the code to kind of just harness your energy before the summer solstice. It's like there really is a kick in of energy right on time on the summer solstice. So use it wisely. I think we definitely just had a full moon. We're coming upon moon shortly on July 2nd. And that's a good time for us to plan what we're going to want to manifest for the summer. It's going to be a very hot summer. The planet is heating up every year. There's a record breaking industrial time record of the planet getting hotter and hotter. And get some sun, get your melanin up, drink your chlorophyll. As I was saying, I'm drinking Cassandra. Cassandra's a herb berry, and I'm drinking it this morning in a tea concoction formula. I let it sit for a bit, and I'm drinking it. Right now, the Chinese use it as a tonic, an astringent tonic that is toning and good for the whole body. Cassandra is a bright red, and if you follow me on Instagram, you see that I post a lot of the herbs that I make, the formulas that I make, and I posted this morning on my personal page. Also, follow my business page, Diamond Dreams. Diamond Dreams 13, Diamonds Are Forever, which consists of a lot of different formulas, herbal supplements, for the mind, body, and soul. I love tea. If you love tea as much as I do, go explore. It's like a kid in a candy store. I have so many different herbs, over 100 herbs in stock, and it's good for so many different things. Herbal detoxes, herbal parasite cleanses, herbal supplements, anything you want to cleanse, anything you want to work on, there's a herb for that. So check out Diamond Dreams 13 on Instagram, Diamonds Are Forever. Also, diamondsareforever.ca. Mind, body, and soul. For the body, what you put on your body, we have organic fiber clothing, organic hemp, organic cotton, organic linen. And then we also have the vintage collection where we have Egyptian vintage. Also, I'm a writer, Chanel Brother L. I've always been a writer for as long as I can remember. And It's such a beautiful art, and you get to manifest with your hands and with your mouth, and you could really speak a language that's so much deeper than speaking to someone on a ordinary standard of society term. So I have two publications, Misunderstood, Heaven You Could Pre-Order. It's a spiritual journey throughout the planet, and Misunderstood. Misunderstood is a magazine basically breaking down the old news of the state of our economy and what's really going on in the world, health and beauty, and all that. So become a member, interact with other people like-minded, check out the blog, shop. We have a new special for this month. We have teas, organic, wildcrafted, all different types of teas for as little as $2. So go check that out for members only, diamondswhiteforever.ca. Back to my Cassandra that I'm drinking this morning. So it's energetic, it's sweet, it's sour, and it's warm. The Mediterranean and organs affected: kidneys, lungs, and heart. It amplifies reproductive power in women. It's also a working out tonic, a sexual tonic. It's good for multiple different things, and I really like Cassandra because it has specific particular things that it will work on in you within component of being a good athletic herb tonic, being a good sexual or and reproductive tonic. So another thing I really love about Cassandra, it has a detoxifying, it has a stage 2 detoxification, so it's detoxifying. And the stage 2 detoxification consists of assisting with discretion by bringing toxins to the channels to be discarded. So it gets rid of toxins that's been in your body even after you've been detoxing. If you're a person that your lifestyle is mainly healthy, your body's constantly detoxing because that's all it knows how to do now. You've got it to a state where it's constantly detoxing. But a lot of times, whether we're doing it by default or not, we still have the toxins within our body, and stage 2 is absolutely 100% necessary. And I'm learning as I go along, and me coming across this information, it clicks of how we can improve ourselves on a individual level, our biochemistry, because we're all different, and we're not gonna have the same effects the same ways because we have unique makeup. So again, healing yourself, mastering yourself is something we practice at Diamonds Are Forever, Diamond Dreams 13. And yes, definitely getting to know yourself. So Cassandra is a key herb tonic throughout the body, nourishes our organs and energy channels. This herb toning the liver, lungs, spleen, skin tonifier, and high in antioxidants. Adaptogen, healing and responding to any kind of stress, environmental, social, and astringent, supports the central nervous system, respiratory, and cleanses heavy metals from the body. So it cleanses all these areas, our respiratory system, our nervous system, dying. So the detoxification and all of that is a bonus on top of the other things that it's capable of doing. Now we're going to go into the diamond phenomenon in Toronto, and we're going to pick up from where we left off from the first part. And we spoke about, just to recap, there was an introduction. I didn't really go into the introduction too much because I feel like I covered that a lot at the Diamond Phenomenon Toronto. And you can watch that on the YouTube channel, Divine Diamond, at the Knowledge Bookstore. It was champagne, and I was able to pop open the information that was inside of me and really get it across in a way where I can transmute it to in a language other people can understand. Now, we did the introduction, and then we got into the part where we need to get back to nature, or biochemistry, our anatomy and biochemistry, melanin, and copper, electricity, and so on. So those are the topics that we covered so far in the previous Diamond Talk episode. And now we're going to go into electrons. Oh no, we did cover electrons as well, and we covered the sun. So for the summer solstice, we got up to the sun, and I quoted a paragraph from an elder. And if you want to check that out, or listen to the first part, go back, listen to part one, and then come back and catch up. Or you could listen to this one and go back and catch up. Whatever works better for you. But right now we're on the topic of water. And for the Diamond Phenomenon Toronto, the human body is made up of 70 to 90% water. And should be the first thing we learn in bio class. After all, the planet is majority water, right? And you see the trickery and the sabotage that we are subjected to. The things that we're supposed to know, we don't know. Or we're not taught. We have to go out and we have to learn ourselves. And if you're not doing that, you're not doing anything. If you're just taking what's given to you, you're lost in the sauce because you're not seeking your own information. You're taking somebody else's. And I always tell people to do your own research, follow up, and even look at what I'm doing, and have your own truth. But denying the truth will always be the truth, no matter what. For example, the integrity of our water is the basis of our health. Melanin in water has the same supercharged effects and effectiveness that a dolphin has in water. Imagine that. Melanin in water does the same thing that a dolphin does in water. How magical are dolphins? They're beautiful. Frequency, all that. So the mitochondria is important because the more efficient it runs, the more melanin your body produces. Mitochondria. And that's what I was speaking about on Bahamas, which I'm going to speak about on the next episode, a segment of the Diamond Phenomenon, Toronto. I'm going to go into the Diamond Phenomenon, Bahamas, Detroit, and Miami. And for the Diamond Phenomenon, Detroit, or Bahamas, we're speaking about how melanin produces in your body and its effect when the mitochondria is effective. We were doing jogs, morning retreat walks and jogs and runs because we have to keep our melanin active. And melanin is not just the code for skin. It's coded on every organ within our body. But there are weapons of spiritual warfare out here targeting melanin. And that's just facts. And, I mean, I could pull it up. I ain't got no time. I got other things to talk about. But you could definitely do your own research and see that there is weapons of spiritual warfare against melanin. And you need to keep your melanin alive and healthy and keep reproducing, generating, turning it over to divine melanin. And that's what the Diamond Phenomenon is about. And the mitochondria is the pigment transport chain that keeps the melanin and producing it. And melanin magic, you could do amazing things when you have that working properly. Look at the our greatest NBA players and things of identity. You know, things not everyone can do. We are powerful beyond measure. Mitochondria DNA is a super enzyme to speed up the rate of how our cells structure water. So you know what? I broke this down a lot in the video, Diamond Phenomenon. I'm gonna break it down too much, but I'm gonna get it all out and let you guys break it down yourself and really connect it to yourself, to the information you have and what resonates. It's a super enzyme that speeds up the rate of how our cell structure water. The majority of water in our body should be structured like jelly. So a lot of people sell unstructured water now. It's not even really structured because structured water is supposed to be like jelly. It's a crystallization. The structure of water in our body enhances our diamond form. Right? Sweating is a natural detoxing agent. But sweat should not have a bad smell. Sweat should be pure as water. Or taste like consume cinnamon, lime. I know this because in my journey and in that state, and I'm so grateful for life to be able to tell it and explain. And then I get into body odors and how they're not natural. You can't really disrespect people with that. When you have a bad odor, you really have to respect, have a good hygiene and respect not only yourself but other people. Because like that's like a contamination in another form. It's a to yourself and to other people. So when you eat well, you live well, you smell well, you present yourself well. Melanin rich are higher and all that good stuff. So blueberries and, you know, darker berries and fruits, leafy greens, stuff like that. Fruits are good though, don't get me wrong. All fruits, all vegetables. I love herbs. So, just do your research and find out which ones are best for you. Hey, I haven't bad body odors is not royal. It's not royalty. You want to be sweet all the time and angelic, so to speak. Not exactly, but be people to enjoy you, right? Enjoy your presence. Want to be around you. For you to feel good about yourself. When this is funny, like when volcanoes on the planet, right? So your body is trying to tell you something is not right when you are exerting really bad body odors at an alarming rate. So major heavy hydrogen, which is an aromatic amino acid, was present in the ocean, which our cells are built around. Plant or herb acids has everything the body needs to metabolize in the body. Plain water into cellular water, structured water, jelly. Turning plain water into structured water jelly, otherwise known as cellular water. The smallest consumption interrupts the structure of our purity. We are water. What happens when you put a drop of something in water? It's no longer water. It's not a rise of consciousness, it's the expansion of subconscious. The next part here, structured as hydrogen. Sorry. The sacred geometry section starts off by saying water is structured as a hexagon. By the way, I wrote all of this. This is just a lot of information. I break down every single section of this, but I'm going to relate what I in which for you to be able to break down yourself and get as much more information that for yourself in particular than I could ever provide for you. So, yes, Queen Chanella back again. Sorry for that technical difficulty, but Queen business has to get Liz. And thank you for all my listeners and everybody worldwide that has tuned into Diamond Talk Radio. This is food for the soul. There are a lot of times where I'm looking for this kind of energy just to listen to, and fill up my environment with, because it's constructive, good, positive stuff. And this is the good news, the dabbing phenomenon is awesome. And that's why I'm bringing you the dabbing phenomenon worldwide. Sacred geometry. So water is structured as a hexagon. When we understand the shape, we understand how we drew it, right? So if water is like a hexagon, and our body structure, All right, let me finish this because I can go on forever with this stuff, but let me finish, get through this. Energy creates the structure, comes from the mitochondria. DNA creates structures in the body. Your DNA and your environment create structures in the body. Energy that animates the structure comes from the mitochondria. Energy comes from light via histones slash structured water. There is a difference between naturally pure water and artificially purified water. Spring water is loaded with natural high vibrational energies. Water that listens to classical music is flash frozen to see the creation of crystal snowflakes, hexagons. This is vibrational good water. This is good water. When you're talking about the integrity of water and looking for good water, when it's flash frozen, it takes on the shape of a hexagon or flakes, snowflakes. Very appealing structures. Water and sun speaks to each other instantaneously. We should grow our plants with harmonic water. The oil is destroying the memory of the ocean. Because of pollution, there's no more heavy hydrogen. Problems off. But it's right at our front door. The UN knows this, but they keep meetings for action. When frozen water melts, demons are released. Why do you think the UN is not doing anything about it? Like, the poisoning of the water, all this stuff is being done on purpose. And as I said at the on the first Diamond from on Toronto in full, so it's a war against nature. It's not about money. It's not about anything, but it's a war against the natural beings, against nature, against the divine. And we don't have a choice but to be prepared or lose our soul. This is a fight for our soul. Whether it's your reality or not. Venezuela, it's a tongue twister. Venezuela's water is 4,000 times more effective for its natural spring water properties and activates the body. I just dropped a huge, yo, that was a big dime right there. Shout out Venezuela. Water has a internal connection to the place where we are born. This connection is preserved throughout our lives. The water structure in our body is identical to the structure to where we are born. Nowhere in the world is water the same. Just like the vibration of the soil and the codes of the sun, all these elements are different everywhere. Water reproduces the properties of any substance it once contained. Water reproduces the properties of any substance. Purified water equals dead water with no energetically with no energet no energetic energy or any energy, so to speak. It's dead, so it doesn't have any energy. And then minerals are added, so it's not electric. It's not what I meant to say is that it's not electric. It's not electrically charged by nature. It's dead. water, purified water, and mineral animals will always choose water from spring water. Distilled water may contain very few biophotons. Distilled water is personally my favorite water. And like, yeah, and Breda is really good too. Just really clean water. It all tastes different. It's very beautiful how different water can taste when it comes to purity. So water poisoning caused by regular H2O is because that H2O makes an imprint of outside influences. Any substance that comes in contact with water leaves a trace in the water. Silver vessel pot turn over water into healing water. So silver, the more is we always used silver as one of our weapons in spiritual warfare to defend ourselves, to protect ourselves. And again, in taking, we already have every mineral inside of us, and just taking the right things and knowing ourselves, taking the right things to amplify us is our protection as well in the spiritual warfare. I speak about spiritual warfare. I have a whole section of spiritual warfare in Misunderstood, the magazine on diamondsareforever.ca. You can pre-order that. DiamondDreams@live.ca or become a member on the website. And structure is more important. And then the chemical composition. Water records its relationship with the world. Human elements and emotions have the strongest effect on water. 1.5 liters of water is absorbed through the skin when bathing. Structure of water upon the journey to our home through high pressure transport, remembering the chemicals, violence, and trauma it's subjected to. Our water has crystal forms, so we have to be careful and how we're treating it upon consuming it and putting it in our body. Structure of water can't exist without water. Structure of protein can't exist without water. So you need water no matter what, even to hold the structure of the proteins within your body. Structure chemicals are organized clusters. Brain is made up of 85% of water, the brain. Approach water with good thoughts. Have positive effects on the person and the body. The next part is light energy regulating molecule. Light is an energy regulating molecule. Eyes and skin respond to the spectrum of light. Light determines our skin health. Sun has rainbow spectrums of light that we're not able to see, and we only can see only 1% spectrums of light that is consisted of the whole universe, or within the whole universe. Anything that enters a stronger magnetic field begins to emit light. So if you're emitting light, you have a very strong magnetic field. Remember, our objective is to get our magnesium, to get our magnetic field up so that we are electromagnetic. So if you want to have light emitting from your body, and you keep your heat, the heat in and the ether in your body. That's one way. And there's a lot of components to this. It's a formula for each individual. So anything that enters the strong magnetic field begins to emit light. Light transforms to electricity. Iron is the key to transform electrons into light. Iron is the key to transform electrons into light. So make sure you got your iron up. again, leafy greens, highest pure source of iron. Herbs absorb the red and blue light equals green. The neurotransmitters transforms light into electrons with plants. Electromagnesium is light, is life. Melatonin comes from serotonin. Serotonin comes from trisamine. Aromatic amino acid equals key to biochemistry, equals exotic minerals to slow down oxidization. Plants are important to eat because without eating plants, we don't get the aromatic amino acids to harness the sunlight. So it's the plants that we intake that helps us harness the sunlight. And we want to harness the sunlight. I remember I was saying before summer solstice to harness your energy. So the sun is the highest in the sky. You want to be eating a lot of leafy greens before the summer solstice, so you can absorb that sunlight. Neurotransmitters transform light into electrons with plants. Light transforms into electrons when you eat plants within the neurotransmitter. Because it does regulate your neurons. It really does. Trisomine makes all the neuromelanin, external melanin, and allows our body to be alkaline and regenerate itself. Light codes. These are my light codes, I believe. Or, no, this is the topic of light codes. Awaken dormant aspect within your DNA, helping to align you with the frequencies of energy streaming onto our planet. So you awaken your DNA so you can get the frequencies that's streaming onto our planet. There are insights and information that are later revealed in the physical. That's what light codes are. New light codes that are being put in place is building the new. So the light codes that some people are getting is building the new. The old DNA structure is being cast aside for the new to be implemented. And that's what these light codes are. We're building heaven on earth, new earth, higher dimensions, with higher vibrational frequencies, doing positive, eating good, having a flow. Speak about biophotons. Photons are photons of light emitting from all, including man. It has been scientifically proven that every cell in the body emits more than 100,000 light impulses of photons per second. The body is like a living matrix that is connected to everything else through light, equals biophotons. Photons light do not generate heat until it enters a living atmosphere. So light can be cold. For example, the sunlight. Light in space is cold until it enters the human body. The light generating heat in our body is what structures the water in the cells. We are water and light beings that our bodies must be fed with many light foods, light-filled foods and oxygen-filled foods. Body produces light by an inside electric relationship and an outside magnetic relationship with the minerals that are in the body. Amino acids, aromatic amino acids is hexagon shape. This is sacred geometry. Same shape as structured water molecules. Hexagon shape allows us to interact with life. And when we see a hexagon shape, beautiful shape, it's interacting with life. The hexagon is also the shape of gel in our cytoplasm. Composed of 90% water, plasma is a transporting medium for cells and a variety of substances vital to the human body. Plasma carries out a variety of functions in the body, including clotting blood, fighting diseases, and other critical functions. Plasma is centerpiece of the human body. That's a code right there. Don't miss it. Let it go over your head. Sound. Piezoelectric crystals equals our skeleton. Our skeleton is made up of piezoelectric crystals. And our literal crystals. So when we look at calcium and what it does, we're also talking about crystals in our skeleton. And don't take in too much about the calcium and what I just said, but it is that crystallizing effect that is definitely the bag. Secure that. Sound waves are transformed into light by piezoelectric crystals. Vibration is what we need so our skeleton can be transformed into light. So that's why our environment is so important. I got into another quote previously about our environment being able to, our mitochondria picks up our environment for us to start crystallizing. Can be transformed into light. Vibration does in the intake transform our needed source skeleton. Our skeleton can be transformed into light. We must vibrate according to the Earth's vibration and not against it, not against Earth, not against life, not against nature. Carbon is the next topic. Carbon is a binder, having 4 electrons in the outer shell. Carbon forms many different and creates a covalent bond. The sharing of electron pairs and nitrogen, oxygen, carbon equals structural system, our structural masterpiece. Phosphorus, a chemical element, symbol P, second most abundant mineral in the body next to calcium. P needed to filter waste and repair tissue and cells. Plant-based sources, nut, butter, beans, lentils, grains, which binds energy. Glucose is only needed for its carbon chains that our body synthesizes. The biomolecules that is needed to operate and maintain its shape. Sugar is a carbon compound. Carbon is the centerpiece. Carbon is the centerpiece of our structural system. Okay? Carbon is the centerpiece of our structural system, and we need to repair structure before we start feeding it pure electrons. Diamonds and crystals is carbon under pressure. Right? So we're going to put our structure under pressure, which is the centerpiece of our structural system. So, carbon has been trapped into the earth, into the ground for thousands of years, and it's being released. As the earth rises its vibration. So talk about the diamond now. Diamond crystal structure is a crystal made up of stardust. We eat sunlight. When infrared light hits us, we turn gold. Crystal is periodic pattern. Silicon crystalline is located directly beneath carbon on the periodic table. The change of carbon structure to crystalline structure is a personal responsibility. To change carbon structure to crystalline-based structure is a personal responsibility. But the elements of the Earth changing, our physical cell structure changes due to the Earth's gravity field and electrons. Everything in our body is a crystal structure. That's the only way electricity can move through our body, through periodic patterns. Diamonds and crystals is carbon under pressure. Amino acids have been arranged in periodic order to be coherent. We have a crystal city in our temple. This is a metaphysical phenomenon. The kingdom of heaven is within us. Gold. The average 70 kilometers weight of the human body would have 0.2 milligrams of gold naturally. The gold in our blood is amplified with chlorophyll. What does the colors red and green make? Yellow? We already have gold in our blood. Plants help our blood. 7.365 pH. If we melanin, 365 weeks a year to turn over divine melanin, Gold functioning at antioxidant level doesn't oxidize. Gold doesn't oxidize. Blood turns over in 4 months. According to change of diet, in order to activate your Merkaba, you need to slow down oxidization. Copper and zinc slow down oxidization. And, yeah, it takes 4 months to purify your blood. Alchemy. Topic of alchemy is gold. We already have gold in our blood. Iron from green plants to amplify the iron already in our blood. The lighter weight you have, the more iron you need in your blood. Metals are minerals. The way we synthesize our minerals and proteins. So, carbon. Monoxide blood function. This was a fun part for me to get into. And there's still so much more to go through before it's over. 5 minutes left. So what I am going to do is I'm going to open up the Diamond Phenomenon Bahamas with the last section of the Phenomenon Toronto. I'm going to finish it off on the next show and also get into the Diamond Phenomenon Bahamas and Detroit. And Detroit is the newest one for the Diamond Phenomenon 2019. Some very important info for you diamond beings. All right, let me just finish off with this last part. Here where I talk about blood, ha ha ha. But blood is sacred. All jokes aside, the topic is carbon monoxide and blood function. Human blood has to be the constant 7365, which is the measurement of hydrogen activity in our blood. Blood is the larger secondary electron transport chain. Plasma proteins in the blood carry essential nutrients through the body to determine what color the blood is before and after it hits oxygen. Red, humans and other vertebrates, yellow, beetles, sea squids, sea cucumbers, green, many annelids, marine worms, segmented worms and leeches, blue blood, spiders, crabs, octopuses, squids. These animals contain higher concentration of copper in their blood proteins. Normally, blood is colorless. Their blood is colorless, but when blood is oxygenated, it turns blue. And purple blood, penis worms, peanut worms, etc. So there's so many different species and extraterrestrials here on the planet with us at this moment, and they are aliens to us, just amongst, if we're aliens to them, and we need to know how to get along with every life force on the planet before we think about going anywhere else. Not even so getting along, but at least knowing about them and what they consist of and how they work. Masters of ourselves and masters over the zodiac of the universe and dominions over animals, as the good book says. So we get back into our God self, our higher state, our where we're so that we have governance over ourselves, and we know how to move through, to navigate. Uh, 90% of the human blood cells are produced in the marrow. In an adult, most of the bone marrow is concentrated in the breastbone and in the bones of the spine and pelvis. Carbon monoxide is colorless, tasteless, odorless, and toxic. Complete combustion of carbon and oxygen produces carbon dioxide, a non-toxic gas. Carbon monoxide is produced in lower concentrations than found in CO poisoning, and cells are protected from it. That's why we are not affected when we produce our own, because our cells are protected from it. Hemoglobin is found in red blood cells. Hemoglobin found in red, found in blood, and cytochromes found in mitochondria are examples of hemoproteins. When carbon monoxide binds to the proteins, it's called hemoproteins. When CO binds to hemoglobin in red blood cells, it prevents oxygen from binding to the protein molecule, leading to disruption in vital cell process such as cellular respiration. At low CO levels, hemoproteins change their structure, preventing CO from successfully binding to them. Without this structure change, CO would bind to the hemoprotein up to a million times more tightly. All right, we have to start closing this up. That's the end of that. Just one more sentence. Carbon monoxide is produced by normal cell function. This function is a fuel burning device, and we have a sun, a solar plexus, a fuel burning device within us, especially carbon, melanin, red. So get your melanin up, get your carbon up, get your magnesium up. Again, it's your host, Chanel Barota L. Sign up, diamondsareforever.ca. Check out the blog, diamondsareforever.ca. Divine Diamond on YouTube, and make a donation of any amount to the GoFundMe for the Diamond Dreams 13 Holistic Retreat. Stay tuned for the next episode where I finally finish off the Diamond Phenomenon Toronto. Jehovah Chanel and Beretta L. 13 love, peace, enjoy the summer solstice.